fantasy football today from CBS Sports.
Here we go.
Email us at fantasyfootball@cbsi.com.
Here we go.
It's time to dominate your fantasy league.
Let's go.
Now, here's some combination of Adam, Dave, Jamie, and Heath.
After 8 seasons in Dallas, 3 1,000-yard seasons, 3 double-digit touchdown seasons, Dez Bryant, no longer a Dallas Cowboy. As the Cowboys released Bryant, saved $8 million against the salary cap, and this is a bonus edition of the Fantasy Football Today podcast. Where will Dez end up? Is he done being a starting fantasy wide receiver? What happens to Dak? What happens to Zeke? What happens to Dave, Jamie, and Heath? Thank you guys for joining me on this special edition.
Oh, I couldn't be more happy than to be right here with you in this moment. What could happen to us?
Sure.
Yeah. Are we about to get cut?
It's Friday the 13th. You never know. Anything could happen. So, as we make sure this isn't an hour long here, what do you think? Let's start with this question. Do you think Dez Bryant is done being, I'll raise the stakes, a fantasy-relevant wide receiver?
No, I wouldn't say that at all. But I had him outside my top 24 before this. I'm probably going to drop him a little more.
Jamie.
Hi.
Your outlook for Dez.
It's completely dependent on where he ends up, because if he goes to a team that has a good quarterback in place and a system that can help him, I mean, I don't know where the best landing spot would be. Is it someplace where he's going to dominate targets? Let's say maybe like Baltimore, where he could do that. Seattle would be a good spot for him as a number two guy opposite Doug Baldwin. Or does he go to, let's say, Buffalo, where they have no good wide receivers to speak of? Sorry, R.J. White. And he's stuck with the rookie quarterback, you know, just where he's chasing money. So it's completely contingent about where he lands. But it's so funny. I go back to a conversation I had with him at the Pro Bowl two Pro Bowls ago, and he was coming off that monster playoff game. It's actually the last 100-yard game he's had. He's gone actually 23 regular season games in a row without a 100-yard performance. And he, if you remember that game, it was against Green Bay. He just was a monster in that game. 9 catches, 123 yards, I think 2 touchdowns. And I said, "Are you back?" And he said, "What do you think?" "Well, you look pretty good to me, you know." And it's just been a complete tailspin since then. He just can't get separation. Looks like he can't run anymore.
It's too bad you don't own an NFL team, because when you said you look pretty good to me, he, you know, should call you up and say, "Sign me, man.
Yeah.
I need a job. Need some cash."
I don't think he needs cash. I think he just needs a job.
Well, if he doesn't need the cash, then he might not like the offers that he gets. But I can't help but think that somebody will overpay him and that he'll go to a team and play on the outside and disappoint that team's fans and disappoint the fantasy owners that reach for him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that, like, the problem for Dez and for the Cowboys is the timing of this whole thing. Because if Dez
had been
released before Jordy Nelson, then John Gruden probably would have just signed him instead of Jordy.
Right. Or he could still sign him now and have the greatest 2014 fantasy team ever created.
And for the Cowboys, like, you only signed Allen Hurns. I understand Dez wasn't good and you want to get rid of him, but they don't have anybody that's better than him.
All right, so Dez Bryant is 29 years old. He's going into his 9th season. He had 133 targets last year, which was the 12th most amongst wide receivers. And he ended up being the number 26 wide receiver in standard. 69 catches, 838 yards, and 6 touchdowns. Only one game all season for Dez Bryant with more than 73 yards. But I did ask you guys to come up with some names of wide receivers that looked like they were done, right? Looked like they were on the downside of their career, were really struggling, and then came out with huge seasons. And who do we got that could inspire people that want to have some faith in Dez Bryant?
Brandon Marshall twice.
Yep.
Brandon Marshall did it twice. Randy Moss.
Oh, Randy Moss is the,
like,
one.
He's like the ultimate. You know, he went from, oh, God, he's a Raider. Now the Patriots are trading for him. What are they thinking? And then he set an NFL record for most touchdowns in the
year. Well, that's the thing. Right. You know, going back to your question, Adam, it's if Dez ends up in a good spot, you know, I mean, there. You look at Twitter, every NFL beat writer is saying, I don't know if Dez is the right fit here, or I don't think they're looking at Dez or whatever. But if he goes to New England, which has a hole now without Brandon Cooks there, and not that they're the same player by any stretch, but, you know, that then you see a great situation. If, let's just say, he ended up in New Orleans, or I don't know.
Seattle.
That's a great one, you know, just with Russell Wilson. So he could still have very, very high fantasy relevancy, but it's hard to peg it right now based on what we saw from him.
That Randy Moss season, 2007, 23 touchdowns, 1,500 yards. He was 30. That was his age 30 season. That's what Dez Bryant will be entering. Well, he'll be 30 in November. I don't know exactly how they calculate it, but he'll either be in his age 29 or 30 season. What is the impact?
Does Jerry Rice count?
I don't know.
When he went to the Raiders?
Yeah, he had a great year then.
Yeah.
How about Brandon Lloyd? One that Heath came up with, Brandon Lloyd. All right, so there are good.
But Brandon Lloyd wasn't good, though. That's the thing.
Still, he went and had this amazing year out of nowhere when everybody wrote him off.
Yeah, I guess you
T.O.'s last year was pretty good in Cincinnati.
What was last year's Buffalo?
Nope. Right. Cincinnati was after that. Yeah. Nine touchdowns. Yeah. Almost 1,000 yards.
Okay. All right. All right. So there's some hope there. Let's not give up too soon.
That's a great one. He could actually be that type of,
Right. Sure.
Those numbers are.
I feel like he needs to go where there's going to be another receiver opposite him. He can't go to.
Oh, yeah. I agree.
Like
Buffalo.
A Buffalo. Right. Perfect. If he goes to Buffalo, he's going to suck. If he goes to New England, just as an example, not saying he's a good fit there, theoretically, he'll get a lot of targets. Get a lot of decent numbers there.
And there was something like a report that he said, I'll see these guys twice a year next year. So I guess maybe we should look at the Redskins first.
They make the most sense because they don't really have a number one guy, a true number one guy. I mean, Crowder and Doxson and,
Richardson.
Paul Richardson.
Right. And how does he fit in then? They're going to play all four of those guys at once?
Well, let's get to the Cowboys here. By the way, I want you to know I just spent so long trying to spell Terrell Owens' first name, and I didn't know how to do it. I had to Google it. Do you know how to spell Terrell Owens' first name?
Two R's, 12.
Yeah.
And no E at the end. That was my mistake. I put the E at the end.
Can you spell his middle name?
No. What is it?
Eugene?
El Dorado. All one word.
Really?
Yeah. That's it.
All right. So what happens with the Cowboys here? We have a tweet that says, two interesting tweets, actually. First tweet says, does Zeke stock rise even higher after this move? That's from Red Eye Jedi. And the other tweet is from Mark. Dez wasn't the problem. Dak Prescott is. So let's address the Zeke part first. Does his stock rise even more without Dez Bryant?
Hello, 11-man fronts.
Yeah, it worries me a little bit. They really need to hit a home run in the draft. They've got to find somebody that can stretch defenses because I don't think Terrence Williams is scaring anybody. I don't think Allen Hurns is scaring anybody. I don't think Jason Witten is a legitimate threat.
It's the worst receiving core in football.
It is.
To answer the question, I'd say no.
Okay, and let me tell you what Zeke did in three games without Dez Bryant 2 years ago. He had 23 carries, 138 yards and a touchdown, 15 carries, 134 yards and two touchdowns, 28 carries for 157 yards. So it didn't affect him 2 years ago.
That offensive line 2 years ago was better than it was last year and is better than it was. It will be now.
Yeah, definitely. He was great all year. How about Dak? So, I personally don't think this matters to Dak unless it's just touchdowns or coverage that Dez was drawing, but Dak Prescott has been number 6 2 years ago, number 12 last year in fantasy, and that was with Dez Bryant having two somewhat inconsequential seasons. He hasn't had a 1,000-yard receiver yet. I mean, they need someone, but this is not a guy who's relied on Dez Bryant for his fantasy production. So, does it hurt that Dak Prescott?
Of course.
Why? Of course.
You can't have the worst receiving core in football and still be confident in him having a great season.
They had a pretty terrible receiving core.
He's
last
got
year.
The worst receiving core and one of the best running backs in football.
And
so
he's
even
had
at
that
the goal line,
years.
He's not going to steal as much.
He could still be a top 12 quarterback, but I mean, I dropped into 19th. I just don't have a lot of faith in him as one of those guys. I think we've talked about this before. There's 15 to 20 quarterbacks you could say could be number one guys this year. I think that's easy. It might be low if you're looking at it. So he could still finish as a top 12 guy. He did not feel like a top 12 quarterback last year when Zeke's suspension hit and the offensive line fell apart. You saw that 3-game stretch, what he was. It was bad.
Well, he played 16 games. That was a big part of it. There were a lot of the guys, I think, in that range were right behind him.
Right. But I think with Prescott at this point, like when you start to compare him to not even the upper echelon guys, and I think, draw the line wherever you think that may be. Like, I know, Heath, you don't really love Carson Wentz this year, but I think you would take Wentz over him.
Yeah.
Most people would. When you start to compare him to like Mariota or Goff or Matt Ryan and that group, and I think all those guys are better just based on what they're able to do. Dak's still good. He'll run. He'll get you a couple rushing touchdowns. And they'll take Ridley at 19 or DJ Moore or Cortland Sutton or whoever you know, second or third receiver is, or they don't get Ridley, but they just need so much help right now.
Yeah, and it's like so much of Dak's ranking has come from those rushing touchdowns without a huge rushing volume for most quarterbacks. I mean, he had 57 rush attempts the last 2 years and 6 touchdowns, both of them. You can't count on that. He doesn't throw the ball enough. I won't be drafting Dak this year. Unless
I mean, even like when you compare him to just based on you maybe think of some with the rushing quarterback, like Tyrod Taylor. They both run. Tyrod's had a little bit more success running the last 2 years. Who's got the better receiving core right now?
Oh, Tyrod.
Not even close.
I'd rather have Tyrod.
I think I might too.
I'm just saying that Dak Prescott is a guy who has done really well. And let me also remind you that his first 8 games of the season, he was on pace. If you take those by production for 8 games, give him 16, he would have been the number 2 quarterback in fantasy. What happened after that? Zeke got suspended and Tyron Smith got hurt. Offensive line was an absolute disaster, and he finished the season very poorly. I'm not saying he's the number 2 quarterback. I'm just saying he was having a great year before the Zeke suspension and the Tyron Smith injury. And this is not a guy who's relied on a good receiving core. He's had a bad pass-catching tight end. He's had bad number 2 receivers for sure. He's made Cole Beasley look good. He's very efficient, and he does run. He does score the rushing touchdowns. That maybe you can't count on them. But Dez Bryant has not been a productive wide receiver for Dak Prescott in either of the last 2 years. So, I mean, I get what you're saying. He doesn't really have the upside that those guys have. But I still think there's a case that he's going to be, like you said, I mean, you're not even disagreeing with this because you said he could finish like top 12, whatever. But I think he's going to be pretty safe and kind of what he's been in the past. I just feel like other quarterbacks are going to pass him.
We've wasted like 2 minutes just talking about this because this is the year of loaded quarterbacks in fantasy. There are so many great quarterbacks. Everyone's going to look at Dak. They're going to look at that receiving core. They're going to look at what he did late last year when things weren't perfect. They're not going to want him. He's not going to get drafted. Not going to get drafted.
I'm just saying he could be usable, you know? But so could Josh McCown. A lot of quarterbacks could be usable. Let's talk about the rest of the Cowboys wide receivers and what you're going to do in your rankings now.
Allen Hurns is going up. He's the only one I think that will – I'm not moving Terrence Williams into a place where I would draft him or Switzer or Beasley or anyone like that. But Hurns probably goes into low-end number 3, high-end number 4 range.
Not for me, unless they just completely pass on the position in the draft. So Hurns is a 150-plus guy for me overall. I just don't think he's very good. I know he had the you know strong season 3 years ago, I think, at this point with the Jaguars. But, I mean, I don't want to trust any of these guys.
I'm drafting one Dallas Cowboy in 2018, as of now.
Dave, you're way too high on Jason Witten. I don't get it. all right, so if there were one landing spot that you would like for Dez Bryant, where would it be?
Seattle.
I think Seattle's the right answer.
Dallas?
Dallas wouldn't be bad.
Seattle would be fun.
What about the Jets? Team plays from behind a lot.
That you know, I mean, you want to talk about great locker rooms.
And they've got like 17 wide receivers right now.
Yeah. They literally.
Yeah.
Okay. Well,
maybe he'd get enough. He needs volume. He needs volume. And votes. I think he could get that in New York.
Baltimore would be interesting. Not that it would be great for his fantasy value, but they need somebody too.
New England would be my second choice.
That's a good
one. That's your choice for any wide receiver. You'd want anybody to go to New England. I'll give you one more. Green Bay. As the opposite guy to Devonta Adams.
He can play the Jordy role.
Cut one.
I think it makes sense.
Old wide receiver who only scores touchdowns. Sign another old, slow wide receiver who only catches touchdowns.
Yeah. Well, I think that's where he's going to go. Makes too much sense.
Green Bay?
Dez to Green Bay, absolutely. Where his catches will actually be counted as catches now because of the new rule.
That right. is true. The offseason that Dez Bryant Cowboys fans have had, very interesting. I think he should go to the Giants personally because you put Odell Beckham, Brandon Marshall, and Dez Bryant in the same locker room.
Jeez. Or just put all three of them on the Rams and have every big personality. Last question. This came up on the Fantasy Baseball Today podcast. The outside part of an Oreo cookie, the actual cookie part, is A, great, B, terrible, or C, in between?
In between?
It's like, it's a little bit better than in between. It's good.
Its main benefit, though, is holding the cream.
The cookie is the better part. The cookie is the better part of the Oreo.
That's incorrect.
Well, they're both great.
I dunk the hell out of my Oreos in milk. Those things are soggy, sloppy.
Yeah, they're so good.
Your Oreos find an arrow right to the milk.
Yeah, they go right in, and I pull them out, and that's the way to have Oreos.
Yeah, they're great. They're great in milk. Thank you, guys. Have a great weekend. Have an Oreo in milk weekend.
Bye.
Got Levian. It's all